We're going to go to the Arkansas Mailing Services hotline right now and talk to
Wiley.
Wiley of Boone, Connecticut. Wiley, welcome to Overtime.
What's up, guys?
What do you know?
Not much. Driving down to Little Rock. What are you guys up to?
Well, we're just watching the horses run around the track trying to win some money.
That's right.
I don't blame you. It sounds like fun.
Sounds like you're going to have a big show tonight there in Central Arkansas.
We are. We're excited about it. We love Suzanne and Chris. We love the Rev Room. We're super pumped to be sharing some of our new stuff for the Little Rock people tonight.
And what, do y'all have a signing party? Or talk to me a little bit about your new album coming out. Did y'all sign with a different label?
We signed with Brain Fuse Records out of Virginia. It's an indie label. George Walsh, the president, flew in last month for a public signing and a big celebration show at George's. And we're kind of carrying it on over into Little Rock and so that people can hear some of our new music along with the same, cool covers that we've played throughout the year. So,
now, what was that song you emailed me about a few months ago? It was a great song, and I was wondering, who are your influences? Because that had like an MGMT feel to it. Very cool song, kind of a dissociative feel to it also. Who are some of your musical influences?
Some of our influences go back to the 80s. And you know, when we started this deal about 6 years ago, we strictly were an 80s cover band, if you will. Groups like Depeche Mode, Tears for Fears, The Cure, those kind of bands were kind of our influence on our cover songs, and it kind of bled over into our original stuff as well.
So we try to tag it with
some of the new alt stuff as well.
Depeche Mode, don't they have a new CD coming out?
I believe they do. Yeah.
Yeah, man. There you go. That's awesome. So, how many songs will be on this new album, and when is it released?
It'll be 10 tracks. We're going to release a single called City Ocean next weekend, and that'll be on iTunes and all the internet stuff for everybody, and the full album will be released mid-May.
Well, the better question is, Trey, and I don't know, I've played golf with Wiley. He's probably about a 6 handicap. He's pretty good. What are the four balls you're going to be playing in this summer? That's what I need to know.
Here's the deal, Matt. I work in my entry fee because the band plays these four balls, and so whoever will have me and will slide my entry fee in, I'll play it. I'm not scared.
There we go.
I don't blame you there, Wiley. what time does the set start tonight?
Doors will open at 7 or 8. Y'all know when the doors open? Doors open at 9. And we'll go on about 10 tonight. And we got a bunch of new surprises. We're going to be playing some original stuff, like I said. We got a really good set tonight, and it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun.
How many bands, who's all opening for y'all? And when y'all tour or whatever, do you have the same openers, or a lot of times are they different openers? Is there two or three bands going on before you guys tonight?
You know what? It varies. Tonight we don't have any support. It'll just be us. So that's the case a lot of times. It depends on if somebody that we like and want to help out, we'll bring them on. But tonight it's just us, man.
Man, that
sounds good.
Yeah,
Wiley.
That's awesome, Wiley, man. Congrats on everything.
Hey, Matt, you going to get a hall pass tonight? You going to come out?
Well, you know, I don't know. The wife was a little sick when I left. I had to come down here to Hot Springs, but I will definitely try it. I'll call you or text you a little later when I get home.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right, man.
All right, Wiley. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too.
That's Wiley Seeger, and his band is Boone, Connecticut. And they will be playing at the Rev Room. Doors open around, I think he said, around 9 o'clock. And they just signed with a label out of Virginia, Brain Fuse Records. I've heard some of his songs before and got to see them live at some of the four balls. They're a great band. Yeah, I mean, great energy. There's not any, sad or depressed about it. You know, just great energy, great fun band. If you get a chance to go out to the Rev Room, go check them out.